Statistics are a big deal in our day-to-day life, even if we don't often think about them. They play a role in our weather forecasts, our car insurance rates, even whether the grocery store down the street has the flavor of potato chips we like in stock. A University of Georgia statistician is questioning the role of a bedrock concept, statistical significance, in scientific studies. That professor, Nicole Lazar, sat down with Alan Fleury in this excerpt from the podcast Unscripted. Here's that conversation.
Why did the premier journal of the statistics discipline choose to take on the issue of probability values?
There's been a perception of a reproducibility and replicability crisis in science, and some people were attributing this to misuses and abuses of statistics, and so we felt that it was a good time to come in and talk about it and try to steer the conversation maybe in a better way.
What do we mean by replicability?
So there's reproducibility and replicability. Those are both terms that get used, and they mean slightly different things. So I think for the most part, when people say reproducibility, they mean that if I give them my exact code and my exact data, that they will get the exact same results as I did. Replicability, I think, for the most part, is interpreted slightly differently, and that is if I run a similar study. It doesn't necessarily need to be that I have your data, but I do a similar study to try to study the same phenomenon or related phenomenon, that I would get consistent results to what somebody else got. So they're very related to each other, but they're not exactly the same thing.
So we're talking about scientific experiments, clinical trials.
Yes.
The way people glean results from their experimentation.
Yes.
They judge the relative meaning of their results based on their probability value.
Yes, and that's part of the problem. So the p-value has become sort of a gatekeeper of what results get published even, so what can make it into a journal, and what results are considered to be important or interesting or even real. And that's a role that it was never meant to have.
So the term statistical significance, it seems to have a couple of potential meanings, and yet it also has some power to undermine certain science at certain points.
So the people who first came up with these notions of significance testing, hypothesis testing that are so common in science nowadays, they themselves said any kind of threshold that you might use shouldn't be the same for all situations. It should be context specific. Any one study should not be determinative. You should have a preponderance of evidence from different studies pointing to a similar conclusion. And significance at that time also meant something a little bit different from what it means now. So now we think about significance as meaning important, but it didn't used to mean that. It just meant something that maybe was worth noting. Something that was significant was maybe worth another look, another study, but it was not taken by any means to be determining, oh, this is truth.
For the regular person in the public, how do we think about p-values?
That's a really good question. And we've been struggling a lot with this over the last year, certainly. Scientists have been really actually quite helpful in this because they all have stories of, you know, clinical trials or some kind of experiment that looked like it was really interesting and it had some results that could have been really important, but because it didn't hit some arbitrary threshold, never saw the light of day.
Mm.
For instance, medicines don't get approved because somebody did a trial and the p-value was not less than 0.05, and so it doesn't get approved. Think about the effect size and what does it mean in terms of lives saved or years added to quality of life. Translate it back into real terms that people can understand, and then from that decide whether there's a real meaningful effect or not.
Well, because the need has somewhat exploded. I mean,
yes.
From finance to politics, people want analysis.
Yes.
There's data about everything.
Everything, absolutely. And so, you know, I always tell our students from undergrad up through grad students, this is a great time to be involved in statistics because there are so many problems. There's so many different types of data. Anything that you're interested in, you can find some data about to analyze.
What does it take to be a good statistician?
Skepticism.
Well, that's very important, but please expand on that.
So actually now all my students laugh about it because they know that the first thing out of my mouth is going to be skeptical.
Nicole Lazar is acting head of the Department of Statistics at the University of Georgia, and she spoke with Alan Fleury, host of the podcast Unscripted with Alan Fleury, available wherever you get your podcasts.